A Word from Tekoa Manning, narrated by Lynn Bronk, October 26th of 2023. While researching, I found under the genealogy of Benjamin a man named Shaharaim, whose name means two eclipses, or double darkness. The prophets describe the day of the Lord as a day of darkness and no light. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even gloom with no brightness in it? Amos chapter 5, verse 20. The great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. Listen, the day of the Lord, then the cry of the mighty will be bitter. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of horn blasts and battle cries against the fortified cities and against the high corner towers. Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. I began this blog before I knew there would be a solar eclipse on October 14, 2023, and also a total solar eclipse on April 8, 2024. Before we get to the prophetic word that I found hidden in the genealogy of Benjamin, I would like to cover a few points. The solar eclipse in April occurs before many Jews and Christians will be keeping Passover. We look to the heavens for our seasons and festivals. Psalm 19 states that God's big clock in the sky speaks. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. Without speech or language, without a sound to be heard, their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. Our Father's calendar is mainly based on the lunar cycle. New months begin with sighting the sliver of a new moon to mark our festivals, the Holy One's feast days. Genesis chapter 1 tells us these heavenly luminaries are for signs, seasons, days, and years. We have gotten so used to the Gregorian calendar, but the Creator has given us His own calendar to follow. On October 10th, many look to the skies for the solar eclipse, a ring of fire. During an annular solar eclipse, the moon appears smaller than the sun, so it cannot block the entire disk. The result is a beautiful ring of fire. Many of you took photos of this heavenly picture. Yahweh speaks in the book of Zechariah, "I will be a wall of fire around Jerusalem, declares the Lord, and I will be the glory within it." Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5. On April 8, 2024, a total solar eclipse will cross North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. A total solar eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and earth, completely blocking the face of the sun. The sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk, according to science/NASA. The prophets speak of this. Joel chapter 2, verse 10. Before them, the earth quakes, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon grow dark, and the stars lose their brightness. Amos chapter 8, verse 9. It will come about in that day, declares the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon and make the earth dark in broad daylight. Double darkness and new moons, blood red moons, and all sorts of similar language have been used to express the moon in our Bibles. When we read words like new month or in the month of, it usually says new moon or in the moon of. What does all this have to do with war? While researching the tribe of Benjamin, I found a prophecy. Benjamin means son of my right hand. When Jacob, Yaakov, blesses his sons, he describes Benjamin as a wolf. Benjamin is a ravenous wolf. In the morning he devours the prey. In the evening he divides the plunder. Genesis chapter 49, verse 27. Shaharaim of Benjamin, whose name means total darkness or double eclipse, had two wives. He divorced both, but only Hushim appears to have given him children. See 1 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 8. Afterwards, he travels to Moab, marries Hodesh, meaning new moon, and has more sons. This man's name sounds like Sa'araim, in Hebrew, Sa'araim, which according to Hebrew sources may mean two gates. Sha'araim is an Israelite city on a hilltop overlooking the Elah Valley, which is the valley where David took the head off of Goliath. In 1 Chronicles chapter 8, we learn who Benjamin fathered. 1. Bela, which means swallowing and gluttony. The name Bela stems from an Edomite, Esau, who begot Amalek. We read in Genesis chapter 36, verse 32, "The king of Edom was Bela, the son of Beor, which means cruel, inhumane, and barbarous. And the name of his city, Dinabah, which means to be given over to judgment." 2. Ashbel, which means fire of Bel or Baal, flowing forth. 3. Arah, which means after his brother. 4. Nohah, which means rest. And 5. Rapha, which means he, God, has healed, the giant, sunken, powerless one. When these names are read in sequence, it gives a proclamation. Amalek's fire and hatred flow forth after his brother Jacob, Yaakov, to steal his rest. But Yahweh will bring healing through David, Messiah ben David, Yeshua, whose slingshot makes the giant powerless. Two nations were at war in Rebekah's belly, Jacob, or Israel, and Esau. Eliphaz, son of Esau, and his concubine Timnah had a child named Amalek. We are warned about Amalek through Scripture. When the children of Israel left Egypt, Amalek attacked them when they were tired and weary. Think spiritually. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 17 through 19. "Remember what Amalek did to you along the way as you came out from Egypt, how he happened upon you along the way and attacked those among you in the rear, all the stragglers behind you, when you were tired and weary. He did not fear God. Now, when Adonai, your God, grants you rest from all the enemies surrounding you in the land Adonai, your God, is giving you as an inheritance to possess, you are to blot out the memory of Amalek from under the heavens. Do not forget." This strong message points to the rear guard, the hindermost part, like the serpent that attacks the heel, the woman's seed. Adonai adds an alarming thing. Do not forget to blot them out. In the book of Esther, we learn that Haman was a direct descendant of Agag, king of the Amalekites. The book of Numbers hints at a future time of triumph, or at least a promise of destroying the power of Amalek in each generation. Numbers chapter 24, verse 20 states, "Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end is to destruction forever." We are still waiting for the total destruction of Amalek and for our King Yeshua to set up his kingdom, an everlasting kingdom. Continuing in 1 Chronicles chapter 8, the sons of Bela, Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shafufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud, who were the heads of the families living in Geba and were exiled to Manahath. The son of Gera was Ehud. Who was Ehud? Ehud was a second judge of Israel, a Benjamite, the son of Gera. He concealed under his garment a two-edged sword. He carried a present to Eglon, the Moabite king, who had held Israel in subjection for 18 years. Ehud was left-handed and able to draw his weapon without suspicion, and he plunged it through the king, who was surprised and too obese to resist. Ehud escaped to Serath, and gathering an Israelite army, slew the Moabite forces numbering 10,000 men. Judges chapter 3, verses 14 through 30. Psalm 91, verses 7 and 8 tells us, "Though 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, no harm will come near you. You will only see it with your eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked." In review, Bela begot many sons. One son stands out. His name is Shaharaim, meaning double darkness, two eclipses. A total eclipse usually happens every year and a half somewhere on Earth. In a solar eclipse, the sun gets darker. In a lunar eclipse, the moon gets darker. In 1 Chronicles chapter 8, we learn that Shaharaim had children in Moab. The Moabites were the incestuous children of Lot by one of his daughters. We learned earlier that Shaharaim means double darkness, two eclipses. This man named Shaharaim divorces both of his wives. One wife named Hushim, which means who makes haste. The other, Bara, which means kindling of the moon. Bara also means consuming, but suggests a mindless chomping and a singeing purification, according to Abarim publications. Later, this man, whose name means double darkness, marries again, and her name is Hodesh, which sounds like the word for new moon, Chodesh, and actually means new moon or new thing. After the thick darkness, God will do a new thing, and it will spring forth, as the prophets tell us. We learn that this man's firstborn son with his wife, named New Moon, is named Jobab, or crying out, and her second son is Zibiah, which means to swell and get bigger, and Abarim Publications defines the word to represent beauty and gazelle. The moon swells and gets bigger. It then starts over and is born again, or born anew. Have you been born anew? Remember, 14 days before Passover in April 2024, we have another eclipse. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 5 says, "Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of the fowler." The Hebrew word for deer is zvi, and the prophets used it to describe the land of Israel. They referred to it as the land of the deer and the glory of all lands. The wife, whose name means new moon, has a third son named Misha. Misha is the name of a port city on the Red Sea. Misha means saving salvation. This saving is Israel crossing over the Red Sea or Sea of Reeds from Egypt into the Promised Land. God is their saving salvation. Passover always falls on a full moon. Like the wife, whose name means new moon, eventually the moon swells and gets bigger. The next son born is Malcolm, meaning Most High King. Shout and praise the Father, for His hidden manna is before our eyes. Next, we have Jeuz, meaning counselor. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. Isaiah chapter 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 8, verses 9 through 13 tells us, after he, Shaharaim, had sent away Hushim and Bara his wives, by Hodesh his wife he begot Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcham, Jeuz, Sachiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of their father's houses. Hushim is one of three wives of Shaharaim, the other two being Bara and Hodesh. And by Hushim he begot Abitub and Elpal. The sons of Elpal were Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Beria and Shema, who were heads of their father's houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove out the inhabitants of Gath, or Hamas. Let's recap. A descendant of Benjamin, Shaharaim, meaning total darkness, had a wife named Hodesh, which means new moon gives birth. Their children, number 1, Jobab, which means crying out. 2, Zibiah, to swell and get bigger, beauty and gazelle. 3, Misha, meaning Red Sea, saving salvation. 4, Malcolm, meaning Most High King. 5, Jeuz, meaning counseling. He will counsel, 6. Sachia, meaning cover of Yah, watchman of Yah. 7. Mirma, which means deceit. And 8 and 9. Beriah and Shema, who were heads of their father's houses of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Shema and Beriah successfully battled the people of Gath. Again, remember, 14 days before Passover on April 2024, we have another eclipse. When we take the names above from the sons of Shaharaim and his wife, New Moon, and place them together, we get: the Israelites began to cry out and lament during the new moon. Their Most High King brings counsel, Moses and Aaron, our King Yeshua. Afterward, Adonai covers Egypt in thick darkness as the angel of death takes the Egyptians' firstborn sons. But the children of Israel are covered by the blood of the Lamb, again, Yeshua Messiah. As the moon swells like a deer, becoming whole, the children of Israel begin their journey into the Sea of Reeds. Through trickery and deceit, Pharaoh once again brings his horses and chariots, but his riders are hurled into the sea as Yahweh uses his plans to drown the enemy by deceit and by hardening Pharaoh's heart. And with all things cyclical, we land back at Amalek, who came to destroy Israel as they are weary. And like a serpent, they came to destroy the rear guard and strike at the heel of the woman, the seed of Abraham. But our Father is greater, and we look to the heavens, to a woman named New Moon, and a full moon like a gazelle. We smile at the mysteries of naming a son, total eclipse, double darkness, knowing that the Word of God is mightier than any two-edged sword. On the day that the Lord gave the Amorites over to the Israelites, Joshua spoke to the Lord in the presence of Israel. O sun, stand still over Gibeon. O moon, over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, until the nation took vengeance upon its enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has been no day like it before or since when the Lord listened to the voice of a man, because the Lord fought for Israel. Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. May our mighty King Yeshua, Joshua, bring victory. May Adonai fight for Israel until Hamas no longer exists. And may we never forget what a hidden trove of treasure every word is in the Bible.